The 16th Annual Milwaukee Short Film Festival runs today and tomorrow at the Milwaukee Art Museum's Lubar Auditorium. The event specifically showcases the work of emerging artists and Midwestern filmmakers, but also features many noteworthy international entries as well. It's been the labor of organizer Ross Bigley since its inception. Bigley tells Lake Effect's Bonnie North what he's learned in almost two decades of running the event.
It can be a little overwhelming, but the thing I think people should take away from it is that you have to look at your film festival as a product in a sense, because audiences are coming to buy a ticket to sit down and watch something. If you offer the same product year after year, and I hate to say this because film is art, you can become stagnant. And you have to look at ways to change and to grow in order to have audiences coming back year after year to see your work or audiences' work.
And so you're dealing with the same product, though, short films, but you have to find different ways of presenting them?
Yeah, presenting them, packaging them, offering, I would say, a rare opportunity to see certain films. One film in particular we're having the Wisconsin premiere of that we're pretty excited about is Satellite Beach. The actor Luke Wilson wrote, produced, directed it, starred in it. So this is his short film, and we're having the Wisconsin premiere of it the opening night.
Okay. So, I mean, so those are the kinds of things you're
looking
to do.
Yeah, we look to see certain what we can bring that would make people come in and, hey, I want to see that.
From the art perspective, from the filmmaking perspective, what's changed in those 16 years? How are people approaching short films that might be different than the way they were doing it 20 years ago?
I would say technology more so than anything, because anyone can grab a camera now than you could 16 years ago. Because I think a lot of people 16 years ago were hesitant, like, oh, I don't know if I could do a film. I don't have a camera. I don't have all this software. But now, when you buy a computer, there's editing software most likely already installed on it, some form, like an iMovie or something that makes people want to, hey, maybe I could try it. Maybe I can move on beyond this. Also, talking with one of our judges this year who lives out in LA said that he finds that more and more emerging filmmakers going to film school aren't necessarily interested in making the feature anymore. They're interested in making a short film and maybe using that short film as a platform to try to get series work, which I find interesting from what our discussion was, that they see series work as a more serious form of storytelling than what the feature film is now.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I would not have guessed that. So they're looking, filmmakers are looking to go to television, say episodic.
Right, or now they seem to be, from his perspective, mm-hmm, being in industry out there.
Now, in terms of content,
yeah,
have things changed in the last 16 years? Are people still just trying to find good stories to tell in a short period of time?
I would say it's a little of both. With technology, some filmmakers can stretch the boundaries of what they can do. But they're all trying to tell the best story they can in a short period of time.
So as you were putting this festival together, what were some of the most exciting things that came across your I was going to say your desk, but it's probably more like your screen because you were watching them.
Film-wise?
Yeah.
We have a lot of great offerings this year. I'll mention a few of them. Like I mentioned, Satellite Beach with Luke Wilson. We have an interesting example of a short film that's local and international. It was produced, shot, and directed, and starred Australian actors. It was filmed completely in Australia, but the source material came from Milwaukee by local playwright Jeff Ersing. He produced this play, Billy Balfour, and the play ended up going to, I believe, an Australian play festival where it got noticed by people there. They wanted to make the film, and so they produced the film. We're having the world premiere of that film opening night too.
Very cool.
It crosses borders where it's an international film, yet there's a lot of local ties to it.
Is that something you try to do with all of the short film festivals? You try to get a mix of both local and national and international?
Yes. It's hard to do year after year because our submissions have grown considerably over the years. We get over 500 films a year, and you have to sit and watch every single one of them. And most of our films, 80% of them, are international films. So it's trying to balance the overwhelming and good films. I mean, they're all award-winning films. They're going around festival circuits with local fare that, as a film festival, we've always wanted to, being in Milwaukee, spotlight the local artists as well. So we try to balance that out as much as we can.
So who are you excited about this year from local artists? What are you excited about?
There's quite a few. Billy Balfour is one with the local ties. Other local films that people might be interested in are, we're having the Wisconsin premiere of Tough Cookie during the juried selection, which is a film that's getting a lot of attention social media-wise, and it was a huge production that shot in April of this year. It premiered at the Comic-Con a few weeks ago. So there's a film that's getting a lot of attention, and we are having the Wisconsin premiere of it during the juried selection. We also have other films by Craig A. Knitt, a really interesting short film called Rejected about a filmmaker, which most filmmakers can relate to, his films getting rejected in film festivals and how he deals with it and trying to figure out a subject matter which might respond to an audience at the same time, but also trying to get a film in a film festival. So it's a nice humorous piece there, which a lot of filmmakers can relate to. We have Lost by Nelson Olivares, who is an emerging young filmmaker in the area who came from the Art Institute, which is really turning into a fine film school here in the city. His film is about the loss someone has when someone important in their life, I don't want to give away too many plot details, is gone and how they deal with this loss.
But it sounds like you're really excited about what's happening locally.
Yes.
The film scene is just getting better and better.
Yeah. And I think also I always thought that the film community was segregated before the advance of social media, where you had one group here, another group there, and you didn't really connect. Nowadays with Facebook, with Twitter, with other social media entities, the local scene isn't as segregated as it once was, that people are able to meet, connect, work together. Like a film that I personally did, our special effects guy came from Madison. We found him on the internet. So he came in and worked with us on it.
So, yeah, it sounds like people are connecting, but also it connects everyone here to the greater film community
yes.
in the world.
Yes, it does.
As well.
Yeah, I mean, the internet is a great thing in the terms of trying to get your work out there and seen by other people. That's how we get our word out there through international markets. They know us. They come to us and seek us out to send us films every year. So we're connecting outside of Wisconsin. We're, oddly enough, more well-known outside of Wisconsin than we are inside. But that's the way the internet brings people together.
Well, it's funny how that works. I think that works in a lot of ways. You know people outside of your backyard
yeah.
before you know people in your backyard,
yeah.
it seems. That seems to be a very human condition.
Yeah.
Well, Ross, best of luck with this next one that kicks off tonight. And thanks so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you very much.
Ross Bigley is the organizer of the 16th Annual Milwaukee Short Film Festival, which runs today and tomorrow at the Milwaukee Art Museum's Lubar Auditorium. He spoke with Bonnie North. There is a link to a full schedule from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. That's the Friday edition of Lake Effect. We're produced by Dan Harmon and Bonnie North, along with the assistance of Audrey Nowakowski and Eleanor Peterson, the web support of Michelle Maternowski, and studio engineering from John Strelecki. I'm Mitch Dyke. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Have a great weekend. It's 11 o'clock, and Fresh Air is next.